of the Most High God, yes, are covering this whole place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you see? What do you see in this ministry? See the glory of the Lord moving mightily upon the members of this ministry. Be it in Swindon, be it in North Oxford, be it here in Cowley. Begin to see the glory of the Lord moving mightily, moving powerfully upon the people of the living God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you see right now, my brother, my sister? Begin to see the Lord expanding this ministry. What do you see? Begin to see the Lord moving mightily concerning that circumstance, concerning that situation you are facing. Begin to see the glory of the Lord. Begin to see Him doing mightily. Begin to see Him doing marvelously. Begin to see Him doing excellently, exceedingly, above all that you can think, ask, or imagine. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, begin to see Him, yes, doing marvelous things. Begin to see Him saying, yes, my son, you are able. You are able to go through this. You can do it through Christ who strengthens you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Blessed be your name, my God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15. The Bible says, and truly if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to remember all our members who are not here right now. I want us to remember them in prayer. The Bible says that if they had thought of returning, these are the children of Israel. They had the opportunity. They made golden calves in the wilderness. They did different things. But we see there were people like Joshua and Caleb. We see a generation that was below 20. These guys were ready to go to a city that God had prepared for them. Not only this. The kind of a city that is prepared by man upon this planet Earth, but even the one to come. I want us to have that focus today. Oh my Lord, my God, I want us to pray no matter what is it that is holding our brothers, our sisters. What is it? I want us to remember them right now. If it is of anything that is trying to hold them back, are they all things that have overwhelmed them? And they feel like, oh, I cannot go. I just have to stay at home. I want us to pray right now that God Himself, He will put that desire in them, that they will begin to see that, yes, I need to be in the presence of the Lord. I need to be with the other brethren. I need that encouragement from the Lord, not from any man, but I receive encouragement from the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord, we pray this morning. We ask in your name, O God. Jehovah Jireh, we pray concerning every member of this ministry, wherever they are right now. We speak and we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, are they discouraged in any way? Oh, David said, why are you all cast down, oh my soul? He said, hope in God. He said, your hope is in God. My Lord, my God, we pray this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We said the hope of every member of this ministry. Oh Lord, it is in you. You are our stronghold. My Lord, my God, wherever they are right now, wherever they are located right now, we say, Lord, encourage them. We say, Lord, lift their spirit up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we speak of your glory to cover them. We speak of your mighty power to move on, my Lord, in a mighty way upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. You spoke unto Moses. You said, go and speak unto Pharaoh. Let my people go. Lord, is it anything that is holding them back? We speak right now by the power and the authority that is in Christ Jesus. We say, let my people go. We say, the Lord is saying, let my people go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we say there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that will hold your people.
people back. We pray, oh God, and we ask, oh God, in your mercy. We ask, oh God, in your power. We ask, oh God, in your authority, that, Lord, your people are free. The Bible says, if the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. So we know your people are free. We thank you that, Lord, from the corners of Oxford, from the corners of United Kingdom, all your people will come, oh God, to fellowship. Your people will come to worship you. Your people will come to call upon your name. Lord, there'll be no excuses. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you. And we worship your holy name. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want us to pray, people of God. The Bible says God had the affliction. He saw the affliction of the children of Israel. And it came to his attention. And he said, it cannot continue to be like this. I want us to pray this morning again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, our focus is not on the people. Our focus is on the Lord. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Why? Because our focus is not on the person. Our focus is on the God who created the person. In the name of Jesus. People of God, if we can find time or to be able to attend to parties, if you can find time to be able to go to work right on the dot, if you have to start 9 o'clock, you are there. What more of the one who has created us? Let God help each and every one of us who are here, those who are not here, that our priority will be right, that we will hunger and thirst for the Lord, not that the choir master will see me, not that the ushering department or the head will see me, no, but the Lord himself, he will see you, he will see that, yes, this is my son, this is my daughter. Let's pray for that desire. Let's pray for that desire. That my cry will always come unto the Lord. I would desire to serve the Lord. I would desire to worship him wholeheartedly. My priorities of the Lord. Seeking the kingdom of God first. And his righteousness. And all these things that I desire. They shall be added unto me. They will be added unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we pray. We ask, oh God, in this ministry, that, Lord, our priority will be of you. Concerning every woman, the priority shall be of the Lord. Concerning every man, the priority will be of the Lord. Concerning every child, the priority will be of the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we praise you. We worship your holy name. Oh, Father, we bless you. And we ask, oh God, that you will help us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's ask of God's mercy. Oh, where we have fallen short of his glory. Let's ask that, Lord, he will be merciful upon our lives. He will be merciful upon each and every member of this ministry. Wherever they are located right now, let God be merciful. Let God see the precious blood of Jesus. And let the blood speak on our behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we plead the precious blood of Jesus. Where the accuser is coming, oh God, to accuse. We speak of the precious blood of Jesus. We say, may the blood of Jesus speak on our behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the blood speak on our behalf. The blood of Jesus, concerning each and every member of this house, no one will be missing, no one will be forsaken, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we want to thank you. Oh, we see the glory of the Lord, we see his glory, we see his glory, oh, covering this sanctuary, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, and we bless your holy name, oh God. Oh, I see the glory of the Lord descending in this place to bless us one more time. descending in this place to bless us one more time.
So we're going to sing that song. We see the mercy of the Lord descending in this place, correcting us one more time. We see the mercy of God in the lives of our men. We see the mercy of God in the lives of women. The mercy of God in the lives of singles. And the lives of our youths and our children. Amen. Correcting us one more time. Amen. What do you see? I see the mercy of the Lord descending in this house. Correcting us one more time. The mercy of the Lord descending in this house to correct us one more time. Father, we just plead for mercy. The Bible says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, you are just, you are merciful to forgive. Daddy, it's not a day to be forgotten concerning the things that the world is going through. It would have been, oh God, a desire of yours for all your children to cry out to you. I don't know where my brothers are, you know. There are some, oh God, that have taken Bible study as an exception. They do not think that it matters to them. They have made up their mind that they can go wherever they want whenever they hear about Bible study. But you said, study to show yourself approved unto God. Workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Father, I pray that mercy will bring conviction into the hearts that are already hardened. Lord, and the hearts that have been discouraged. The hearts that have been distracted and the hearts that have been deceived. That, Lord, they only need to hear the preaching of the word without studying the word. I pray for mercy. Wherever they are right now, Holy Spirit, we ask that you go forth and do the work of conviction. The work of conviction. Lord, when it is time, your children will say, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. We pray that that priority will come upon us, will come upon our children, upon our youths, upon the singles, the women and the men. As a church, oh God, we will be running into you. And Lord, we will be making you our priority. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Father, for mercy. If you were to mark iniquity, none of us can stand. So we are not pointing fingers. Those of us that are here, we even count it a great privilege because we wrestled. Well, Lord, we are grateful that your house is not empty. And you are there. We are more than two or three. And you will do what you have already proposed to do. We're grateful that we will go home with the full blessings of the gospel. We will not be tired of well-doing. Thank you, Father. And Lord, as we pray, we even pray for those in America, the Caribbeans. We stand in the gap for those in Florida. Lord, we pray for those in Cuba, those that are on the path of Hurricane Irma and Usher. Daddy, this is not what they prayed for. Lord, but you are great, gracious. You can downgrade the category of all these hurricanes, even as you help people that their hearts will not be hardened, but they will be humbled. They will know that nothing in life is worth missing heaven for. We also pray for those that have been caught up in the earthquake in Mexico and those that are displaced in Marana, the Muslims, the 1.1 million Muslims that are living in tents as we are under the roof, enjoying the warmth, having breakfast, expecting lunch, planning dinner. There are some that don't know where their next water not to talk of food will come from. Daddy, help us not to be satiated, not to be satiated with material things. That we forget that what we are receiving, many, many are longing for. And we just pray that the same mercy that convicts us of sin and not condemn us will help them. Your mercy will reach them. That help will locate them. We pray for those pregnant women that had to walk for 12 days finding a safe refuge, walking up the mountains and the valleys. Those little children, the elderly, carrying all their belongings on their head. Oh, Father, the world is groaning. Creation is groaning. May we not miss it. May we not miss it. May we not become complacent because of your goodness. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord. And Lord, let there be double portion for everyone who has come in today. Daddy, let there be double portion for everyone who is here today. Daddy, let there be double portion for everyone that has attended today. And we pray for all the churches. If this is the atmosphere in the church in Oxford, Father, have mercy. Have mercy on this nation. Thank you, Father. It's not by power, it's not by mind, but by your spirit. Let your spirit, O God, continue his work on earth. Amen. And help us to play our part. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. We welcome you again to another Sunday. What a beautiful day, the day the Lord has made. Amen. We will go straight into our Bible studies. This is just to summarize on things that we have shared in our groups. So the main text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. If someone can read, please, from verse 10 to 15. Sister Emma. Can Sister Emma read, please? Give it to Sister Emma.
By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, yes, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is. Because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we see that the Apostle Paul here is not talking to unbelievers. He is talking to people who are already saved. So the question of, I need help to help me and all that, it's not like that. It's actually to someone already who has been saved, someone who is already saved. And now your desire is, we know that the Lord has promised us that, you know, it's not just 100-fold on this planet Earth, but even 100-fold where we will spend eternity with him. So it's a work where you are saying that crown of righteousness, you know, how can I attain, how can I do more towards that? Amen. So it's not about unbelievers, it's already for people who are saved already, just desiring to do even greater for the expansion of the kingdom. Amen. Right, so the first question is, what kind of building is Paul talking about in this passage? Let's be quick. So we'll start with Sister Antonia's group, please. Let's just do it. Even if it's 2 or 3 people from the same group, if you can just share what you understand by the question, and then we go to the next group as well. Okay, let's start from this group. I think these ones
praise
are very
the Lord.
Ready.
The building we are talking about is the church.
Amen.
And we as individuals, as we have said in our group, is we as individuals are the ones that makes up the church. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. So that's correct. Any other addition the same? Right, wonderful. So we are talking here of the building that the Apostle Paul is talking about here is the church with the people who are already saved by his grace. We believe that Jesus Christ came. He died for us. He rose again. He is alive, seated at the right hand of the living God. Amen. So it's for the church, we the church. The Bible speaks in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 14 to 16. If someone can open there, please, let's read quickly. Ephesians 4, 14 to 16. And if someone can open Matthew chapter 16 from verse 16 to 19. And then someone, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. 14 to 16, please.
14 to 16, I read.
Yeah.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro,
yes,
and carried about with every wind of doctrine,
yes,
by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking in the truth in love,
yes,
may grow up into him,
yes,
in all things,
yes,
which is the head, even Christ.
Amen.
From whom the whole body,
yes,
fitly joined together.
Hallelujah.
And comparted by that which every joint supplied.
Amen.
According to the effectual working in,
amen,
the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself,
amen,
in love.
Hallelujah.
So amen.
Christ being the head and the body. Hallelujah. The body there, that's the church. And every joint, that means you are taking your part. We've got ushers in the house of the Lord. We've got the choir. We've got the welfare team. We've got the junior church. So every joint, everyone is supplying to the head. Yeah? Everyone is bringing the ushers they bring. As you are coming in the house of the Lord, you say, I'm so grateful I came. And, you know, I was discouraged. And all of a sudden, as I just, you know, came in, how I was greeted, everything just changed. You hear of the testimony of the sister who will come and people will testify today. I believe that we were encouraged by that. That's why they say, do not neglect to come together, to fellowship together. Why? These kind of things, they will be missing. If I stay at home and I just say, oh yes, because I just feel so overwhelmed. You know, it carries on like that. What actually will happen is that I will even be discouraged more. But by coming here and I hear of what God is doing in the life of others, I am being encouraged. I am being strengthened. So everyone, every joint supplieth. Everyone is encouraging. We are there encouraging one another. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says they gathered together, breaking bread, sharing fellowship, sharing the word of God. And they increased in numbers. Why? Because there was that fellowship. Something was happening. Amen. And the other scripture I mentioned, please, Matthew 16 to 19. If you are there, please. Let's be quickly. Yes, please.
16 to 19.
Yes.
Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah.
Mm.
Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Verse 18, and I tell you that you, Peter, on this rock I will build my church.
Yes.
And the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
Amen.
I will give you the keys of the kingdom,
yes,
of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Amen.
Whatever you loose on earth,
yes,
will be loose in heaven.
Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you have said very well. And it's not man who revealed this unto you. Upon this head that we spoke of in Ephesians chapter 4, where we read, upon Christ himself, he said, I will build my church with the body of Christ. And the gates of hell will not prevail. These are some of the scriptures we can stand upon. Why? Because he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Every joint supplieth. You are standing there in your department and you are taking authority. Because you know God said, I give you the key and the gates of hell. He said, I will build my church upon this rock that is Christ Jesus, the head himself. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. And I give you the key today.
Whatsoever you will bind upon this planet earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you will loose, the same will happen. Why? Because I am the head that has given you the authority. That understanding, we need to have it. We need to know these scriptures where when we are praying, we can come back to God. He said his word. He said, my words that I speak unto you, they will not return back unto me void. When he releases his word, you know, God, I thank you, because that word cannot just fall on grounds where the thorns and different things, it will fall on fertile ground. Every joint supplying. Amen. And let's finally see in 2 Timothy 2:19 what the Bible says there.
That's sure.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Hallelujah.
Having this seal,
yes,
the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Amen.
And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are reminded there again by the Apostle Paul concerning, because there were some who were saying, oh, this thing of resurrection is past gone. You know, it's not any important to us. But you know, that the Christian faith is based upon Christ and Christ alone. We believe and we know that he is alive. He came here to save us. And we have been redeemed by his precious blood. And the sure foundation of God, it stands sure. It can never be destroyed. So let no man come and fool us and tell us of any other gospel or different things, because we know the truth. And you know what? He has left us, you know, with the Holy Spirit. He ministers unto us. Let there be that awakening within us in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, the next one is, what helped you draw that conclusion? To say, yes, you know, he's talking to the building he's talking about there is the church with the body of Christ. What made you to come to that conclusion? All the scriptures we have just given. That's the summary there, is it? So it's the summary. We see that, yes, even when in the same scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, when he was talking about, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. So it's not about, oh, this one is the one who is doing the best. Oh, this one is, no, all of us. Hallelujah. The body of Christ. Amen. Let's move on to the next question. How does it make you feel to think that you are one of the craftsmen working on God's building? It gives us a sense of responsibility. Amen. It makes us to feel valued. It makes us to desire to do well, to do more. Amen. Let's go to the next one. Jesus Christ is the foundation of God's building. How did Paul and the other early Christian leaders lay that foundation? What did they do? The teaching of the word. The teaching of the word. They made sure that they had to remind people. When you open the book of Acts of the Apostles, if you have not gone through this book, please, just go through it. You will be amazed what God can do. As you go through it and you see, you know, they did mighty things, and they always pointed people back to Christ. Even to those who did not know the history, the apostle, we see Apostle Peter, you know, where he actually mentioned what had happened right from the time when God saved the children of Israel and to when Christ came. And he said, this same stone that the builders had rejected, it has become the chief cornerstone. Christ that you nailed on the cross, this man that you see standing here. Because some will say, oh, what name have you, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 and in chapter 4, we see the important man. When you are saying, oh, by what power have you done? He said, in the name of Christ Jesus. Let's open there before we just quickly go to the next one. Acts of the Apostles chapter 4.
Christ the Nazarene.
Amen.
The man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead.
Hallelujah. Amen. So they were always pointing us back to the Christian faith, for us to understand that by grace we have been saved through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So there was a real teaching of the word there, ministering the word, teaching the word, always pointing people back unto Christ, that no any other doctrine will come their way that will just make them to be tossed to and fro. Amen.
Why is the foundation so important for God's building? Why is the foundation so important? Yes, please. This group, please.
Because if the building is not strong, then it might fall. If the foundation is not strong, then yes, the building might fall.
Might fall. Amen.
Can go. Mm-hmm. It also determines the elements that the building can withstand.
Amen.
So the foundation is crucial.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Any other contribution, please?
Another aspect to it is that so people don't say it was my power, it was by my might, because we've seen other people come and say, I am the Christ, mm-hmm. and they have come and they faded. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is there, he's sure, and his word, they are the same. So if we have different foundations,
yeah,
where are we going? In whose name? Praise
right.
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
If you've gone past West London, you see Glenfell Tower. So because it had a very strong foundation, we all read about the fire and everything else, it's still standing. The bricks on it is still standing. The things that got burnt are the bad material that was used to build it, that the cladding. So it's really a reflection. Every time, if you go past West London, it's still standing. How many weeks ago did that happen?
Yeah, there's a miracle work, preacher here. You're mm-hmm. over there. Mm. There's this happening here. You're here.
Amen.
But when you have the foundation yeah. and you know what you know that you know,
yeah.
then you'll be solid where Amen. You've been planted. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. There's a summary that Jesus Christ gave in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. Those chapters, they talk about the Sermon on the Mountain. And he gave a very good conclusion at the end, that anyone who hearkens unto my voice and does the things that I've spoken, he said, I will liken him to a man who built his house upon a solid rock. When the wind, we are talking of, all the kind of things that are happening in the Caribbean, in America, different things. You see, one of our brothers was just sharing with us that, the challenge with majority of the houses in some of the states in America, they are built on wood. That any kind of wind that just comes, it just blows. The wood looks so immaculate, wonderful outside. But when such kind of intensity comes upon those kind of buildings, everything just goes off. So Jesus was reminding us of a foundation that cannot be destroyed. They said, anyone who hearkens unto my voice, that solid foundation is very important. Amen. So we just need to really, really, really grasp on the word, because the word is the one that makes us to stand the test of time. When things are, coming from every side, the Bible says, under the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge until all these calamities are overpassed. Why? Because you are taking refuge in Christ, your solid rock. Amen. Right. The number four, it says, when and how was the foundation of faith in Christ laid in your life? That is a personal reflection. So I think I will leave that. I think all of us, we've got our own personal reflections there to look back, how we came to know the Lord and, the people who really helped us, to also put them in prayer, to remember them in our prayers and to be grateful to God, because there are others who are still in darkness. But amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, because of time, I'll quickly round up on question number five. Okay. Amen. Okay. What does Paul mean when he talks about building with gold, silver, or costly stones? He talks of the quality of the kind of material, the kind of things that we can use, is it? We know the Bible says the word of God in Psalms chapter 12, I think it's verse 6. Where it says the word of God is like silver thrown in the furnace of the earth and tested 7 times. You see, but it still stand. Why? The quality, the word of God is, amen. It's wonderful food to every believer. Amen. Right. So let's quickly go to the question that Pastor spoke of, evaluation. Paul refers in verse 13 to a day of evaluation that all believers will face. What will Jesus be examining on that day?
What? You know, I was thinking about it, and I say, oh God, are we in a place where, you know, in every exam, they say 50% majority, they say is the pass mark, is it? And they say 100 is excellent, or 90. You know, they keep on putting the grace. Are you that kind of a believer who is saying, I just want to just get in there?
let my people go.
If I just get 50%, but he's talking of, you know, generals. That the crown, he said, you know, in last week we talked of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where he talks of, you know, running a race. He said, you know, we are looking for a crown that is incorruptible, that cannot be destroyed by any man. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 7 and 8, he said, I am waiting for the crown of righteousness that God has prepared for me. Not only for me, but everyone. As many who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, we see, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. He was talking of an inheritance. Can someone read there? 1 Peter 1, 4, please. 1 Peter 1, 4.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To an inheritance incorruptible,
yes,
and undefiled, and that fadeth not away,
yes,
reserved in heaven for you.
Hallelujah. It has been reserved in heaven for you. An inheritance. In our scripture for this month is Jeremiah 16:19. He said, will it be a place where they will come and they say, surely our fathers have, we have inherited lies? He said, no. The inheritance that God has prepared for us is the one that does not fade away. Prepared for each and every one of us. Can you think about that? So it's up to all of us. How prepared are you for that day of evaluation? Whereby you will say, good, faithful servant, well done, welcome. He is giving you that crown of righteousness. He is giving you that, you know, the stars, many of them. Hallelujah. Let's desire that. Because he's talking about believers here. People who are already saved. So it's not about that day of evaluation where you will say, oh, is it judgment where I am not in the kingdom? You are in the kingdom already. But it's just evaluating the things you put in to the body of Christ. Let's get excited, brethren, and do the right thing. And God will help us. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. It's a good thing to desire the word of God, isn't it? He sees our hearts. And I would say that, please, let's not just close the Bible and close the door of God speaking when we leave here. With that heart desire, as we're drawing near, he will definitely draw near to us. Let's just continue. I think I've shared before, it was a service like this. I don't think it was Bible study. When I believe I walked in, when I started in Word Fountain, and our senior pastor was preaching, and there was not enough time. And she said, when you go home, go and read Ezekiel 36. I remember it so vividly. And I went home, and I followed that instruction through God's help. And the things God revealed to me in that moment of obedience, I would never forget it. So I'll say to you, if in the day you have some free moments, take the chapter 5. Carry on in your personal study and come back and share with us how God met with you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.